WHTC News Time is now 8:37. Time to have a conversation with Mayor Kurt Dykstra this morning here on 1450 WHTC, and it's brought to you by Cunningham Dahlm PC. And good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good, Dan. How are you?
Good. Happy to see you made it in this morning. And I say that too often, but today I really mean it because of the storm that's carrying over from Wisconsin, and I know they issued your home state a state of emergency. That's incredible.
Well, yeah, it's I think that there's always that moment when you get a couple of nice days or seemingly nice days,
mm-hmm.
and then the winter comes back and comes back to bite you. Today is that day, and considering the kind of winter we've had, the break in the action over the past couple of days was pretty minimal, but at least it was something. It was above freezing and
absolutely.
Just felt a little bit different. Now we get this, so it's bad news.
Well, you know, if there is one positive, the winter, the fresh, bout of snow is actually, we could look at it as a good thing considering the event that we have going on this weekend on Saturday, that snowboarding event downtown. I don't know how much you know about it, but I think that's kind of cool,
new
event.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I think that from what I've heard from some folks who are both interested in or involved in planning it, but also interested in participating in it, this is something that they're looking forward to. So I think that's a great activity that's going to be happening downtown, and it'll certainly be plenty winterish for them. They
don't
have to worry about, things melting because it's too warm.
They're expecting definitely a surge of people in the downtown area for the event. And I guess just like Tulip Time, is there any special things, security or I mean, it's not going to be obviously as heavy as Tulip Time, but there's going to be more people downtown.
Sure. And I don't think that they have tried to close any streets or anything like that. So, but no, it'll just be people, and their event, I'm sure, will run without a hitch. And extra traffic downtown is good, especially for the shops and restaurants and coffee places, and probably the coffee places in the morning for sure, and other establishments later in the day. But it'll be a good thing, and just one of those things that, hey, you know what, this is Michigan, it's the Upper Midwest, it's going to be cold, it's going to be snowy, it's winter time.
Embrace it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do some things with it.
So I completely agree.
This past Wednesday we had a discussion about a draft 5-year Parks Master Plan, and one of the things through this study that had been done was an indication that, one of the things people are looking for are more wintertime kinds of activities to be
really?
Done through the Parks and Rec program. So this isn't directly related to that, but it certainly is something that I think fits into that broader theme.
Now, I mean, do you know specifics yet of what they're looking for in terms of winter activities?
No, I mean, it's a very high-level kind of document.
Now, okay.
You need to put a document like this together so that you can list on your parks, in your parks plan, essentially two or three different sections. It's multiple chapters, but two or three different sections. One, what do we have now? Kind of an inventory of the parks we have, the recreational opportunities we have now. What's the condition of those facilities? And then ultimately, what are some of the improvements that we'd like to make capital-wise over the next mm-hmm. 5 years in terms of those facilities? And the reason you put this plan together in part, obviously it's a good planning document, but in part because in order to be eligible for certain state types of grants, the project you're looking at needs to be listed within your 5-year master plan, park master plan document. So, if we're looking to make improvements at any one of our, whether it's, a Collin mm-hmm. Park, Civic Center site, whether we're looking to make improvements in a neighborhood park, Holland Heights Park or Rosa Parks Green, for example, any sort of capital improvement that we'd like to at least try to get some granting for would need to be listed within that document to have some success with it.
How does that work? I mean, because I'm sure there are parks all over the state who are fighting for these grants. How do we determine who's eligible for this funding?
Well, there are some parameters, I'll tell you, I floated about 30,000 feet on this.
Okay.
The people who actually write the grants or are knee-deep in the actual park and rec program know the specifics much better than I do.
That's fair.
But there are parameters within, the various state programs that are out there, and, we put together, hopefully, a competitive application for it and write it well and indicate that we've got the matching funds to go with it. That's always helpful.
Yeah.
And then you submit it, and I would say, not every time do we get it, but more times than not, we find, I think, success with our grant application processes.
And this would be something that I would imagine would not be, that if we don't get the grants, we wouldn't look for the taxpayers to foot the bill, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, it's some of the, for example, whether it's, if there are some necessary playground equipment that has to be replaced because it's unsafe right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just going to simply let it sit there and say, well, sorry, the state grant didn't come through, so here's some dangerous
good luck
for you. Right. We view it, as with anyone putting together budgets, you have a list of things you'd really like to do, and then you start paring down based upon, how much money do we have, whether it's local money, whether it's state money, and then ultimately you prioritize and you say, you know what, maybe we can't do all six things or all 15 things this year, but over the next 3 to 5 year period, we can whittle away at most of those things.
We're speaking with Mayor Kurt Dykstra this morning on 1450 WHTC. What has been the hardest thing to deal with this winter in your office?
Oh, goodness. We've had a lot of things going on. I mean, I will say that right now it doesn't feel as though we're sort of running at a sprint pace. About a year ago or so, when we were really knee-deep into some of the budget planning activities plus the power plant planning activities, we were really, I think, running at a very, very high pace. We've slowed down a little bit to more of a more natural and normal pace. Mm-hmm. There's still lots of stuff going on, but I think this winter, with us, as with everybody, dealing with the unusually large winter snow, has certainly been a bit taxing. Not certainly directly for me primarily,
right.
But in the month of January, I think our crews were not on the streets 3 or 4 days in the entire month. So, I mean, it was nonstop action in terms of plowing. And then primarily the plowing at that point was triage. It was making sure that the streets were plowed, but you couldn't do much more than that because the next storm would come in. So they've, over the past couple of weeks, had the opportunity to sort of cut down some of the banks and
right.
get at some of the things. And now, of course, anybody who's been out on the roads knows now, whether you're in the city of Holland, whether you're outside the city of Holland, It is just pothole crazy, and I can tell you some specific streets that it's just an utter disaster. Part of the problem is this time of the year, there's not a whole lot that we can do about it.
Right? Because, no, it doesn't make sense to fix the stuff now. It just might break up again.
Well, and part of it is that the available material that you can use this time of year is something called cold patch, and it is exactly what it sounds like, and if you've driven over it, you know what it is. It's sort of the black asphalty gravel stuff
mm-hmm.
that literally goes in cold and hopefully packs in some of those potholes. It doesn't do a particularly good job, but we don't have hot asphalt. We don't have
till summer.
It is patchwork, I think, is being generous as
yeah.
to how it works. So we know it's bad.
Fixing a rope bridge with string.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know it's bad. Hang in there. Once things warm up and dry out a bit, we can get more to it. But it's going to be a bad, bad situation for the next couple of months.
Let's talk about that a little bit. There really is no better way to say it, so the cliche works. There's two seasons in Michigan, winter and construction season, and
mm-hmm.
we just saw the story from the state Senate, $100 million allocated to fixing the potholes, and fortunately that money is coming from the Road Risk and Reserve Fund, so the taxpayers won't be hurt from this, but it's going to make things even busier during construction season.
Well, I mean, but let's put it in perspective. $100 million, I mean, nobody should sneeze at it, but that's for the entire state of Michigan.
It's true.
And just to put it in perspective, the city of Holland alone allocates $1 million of the tax bill, which equates to roughly $1 million for street reconstruction work.
Okay.
And basically what you get you get about a mile's worth of street for $1 million, and that's for reconstruction, digging everything up, putting in new piping, mm-hmm. Redoing everything. Resurfacing work is a whole lot cheaper, but typically doesn't last quite as long, so that's the trade-off. Ultimately, in Michigan, the problem we have, even though we have one of the higher gas taxes, our gas tax, the amount of gas tax that the state collects is not a percentage of what you pay at the pump. It's a flat amount.
Yeah.
And that amount has not changed for going on 20 years.
Does it need to change?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question it needs to. I think everybody recognizes it needs to change. And if you don't think it needs to change, drive around a little bit and I think you'll change your opinion on that. But the point is that, whatever that number is, and I want to say it's right around 20-something cents a gallon, is the same from 20 years ago as what it is today. Well, 20 cents per gallon does not give you, does not buy today what it bought years ago.
Absolutely.
And so, in essence, we have people, I think, who are driving less. We have more efficient cars, so people aren't filling up as much, which
mm-hmm.
is a good thing. But that further exacerbates the problem. So we have a continuing growing problem of the condition of our roads and streets across the state, And the primary funding source for it, which is the gas tax money, is at best flat and in reality diminishing, especially when you look at the purchasing power. So that's why the legislature, both parties, the governor, all recognize that something has to be done. But the problem we've got is to figure out what that is because, again, our gas tax is high, and it's high in large measure not because of the piece that goes to the road work, but because part of the gas tax money in Michigan goes into the general sales pot, mm-hmm. sales tax pot.
And, you know, I would love to drive a gas-guzzling truck, but I just can't afford it. That's why I drive a Ford Focus at 30 miles to the gallon. But looking at the roads again, and we'll finish up with this, where are the priorities for this summer? Do you know what the priorities are going to be,
well,
in the trouble spots?
Obviously the kind of maintenance work, pothole work, will be ongoing, especially once we can get some slightly warmer and drier weather. But the actual reconstruction work, I can't recall offhand the stretches of road that are going to be completely ripped up and completely redone. But there is, on the city's website, and if you want to email me, anyone, I'll send you a copy of the map. We have a five-year street reconstruction and resurfacing map that shows exactly what is intended to be touched this year, next year, and a couple years after that.
Fantastic. Speaking with Mayor Kurt Dykstra this morning, and enjoy the weather and enjoy the game to this afternoon.
That's right, exactly.
Go USA, right?
USA, absolutely.
All right.